Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Almost 5 decades on the scene.
5 decades?
Millions of records sold, thousands of shows across the world. They and he finally get what they both deserve.
Wow.
And last night, way overdue, one Rochester man went to sleep. Finally, a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Don't be a dick.
I'm not being a dick.
Don't be a dick. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. Foreigner has made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Light now, baby.
Oh, yeah.
All the way to Cleveland.
Look at that.
Everybody getting in. All right, so it was announced last night during American Idol. The band, which has been eligible for 30 years.
Wait. Wow.
Was elected on their first ever nominated year. And saying the band and Rochester native Lou Gramm deserve it is the understatement of the century. Mm-hmm. And Foreigner is going in with some other big-time heavy hitters.
Yeah.
For example, it was a big class, class. So you have Foreigner, Cher, Ozzy, Dave Matthews Band, Peter Frampton, Mary J. Blige, Kool and the Gang, and A Tribe Called Quest.
Bam. Yeah, that is Murderer's Row.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, wow. All of a sudden, somebody got, were you scared?
No.
Scared there's going to come to your house?
What?
Well, no, because I saw the look on your face.
What?
And I heard you make, I can't even get my glasses off. I heard the little comment you made. Going to the commercial.
I mean, they're the only band that everybody had to go to bat for to get them in. Like, nobody was, I didn't see Paul McCartney going, you got to have Cher.
I don't know if you're doing Paul McCartney arguing for Cher or you're doing Ozzy Osbourne talking about his wife.
Kind of the same.
Sharon!
Well, they're both British guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, like, I would say, like, they're the least popular of that class.
Oh, my God. Really? Tell me about A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, they're big time.
Tell me about them.
Yeah, weren't they on Conan?
Weren't they on Conan? Did you say?
Wasn't one of the guys on Conan as like the band director? Is that the right guy?
Okay. You are thinking of Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
Yes,
and you're thinking of The Roots. So it was a pleasure to work with you.
No. I don't know.
Max Weinberg and the Max Weinberg 7 was the house band for Conan. Max Weinberg of
All right, so I got the wrong talk show and the wrong band.
Yeah, what could a major confuse those?
I don't know.
Me neither. You are batting 1,000 today, man.
Well, you asked me and
I
answered.
You said you knew. You could have said I don't know A Tribe Called Quest, which I know you don't.
I know The Tribe Called Quest.
Tribe Called Quest.
The Quest Tribe.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know that they were up. I don't remember.
A Tribe Called Quest was in there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're in.
Yes.
All right.
Cher, Ozzy, Dave Matthews Band, Peter Frampton, Mary J. Blige, Kool and the Gang, and A Tribe Called Quest, which, by the way, is going to be a Murderer's Row show.
The Frampton, so I'm kind of surprised.
By what?
I thought he was in already. Didn't we? Oh, no, we did look it up. Yeah. He wasn't.
I always look at Frampton, and he had one great album, and that was it. And that was when I was in high school.
Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of a stretch putting him in.
But it was such a monster.
It was. I think it was the biggest selling live album of all time.
Yeah.
At that time, anyway.
Now, there are folks who didn't make it, Mr. Everybody Got In.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I can't remember who got left off besides Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey's still waiting.
Wait, she didn't get in?
She did not get in. Lenny Kravitz and his working out in leather pants and mesh tank top ass is still waiting to get in. Okay. Oasis did not get in.
Man. Okay.
So there you go. Like, you're going to sit here and be like, everybody can sit now.
I am a little surprised that, because, like, we kind of thought Dave Matthews wouldn't get in. Because, again, like, we were thinking of, like, the younger set that had much more time to get in, and they made it in.
So Dave Matthews' band has been up a couple of times, and I guess they've just been on the outside a couple of times.
Gotcha.
So look, how do you sit here and say that Foreigner needed the biggest help to get in?
I mean, they had people.
I mean, they had people.
They didn't throw him a bone.
We don't know if they needed that to get in. It just happened.
Name me a more accomplished group other than Ozzy, maybe, than Foreigner on the list of Cher, Ozzy, Dave Matthews, Peter Frampton.
I would say Dave Matthews probably has a bigger following than Foreigner.
It's not following. I'm saying accomplished, because Phish has a big following, too. Would you call them megastars? Would you say they changed
music? In Mississauga,
yes. I mean, look, Cher has had a number one hit in every decade that she's performed.
Cher's a monster.
That's impressive, yeah. Right? But, like, when it comes to influence and accreditation and what they've done, I think Foreigner has the best, what's the word I'm looking for, resume of the people on this thing. Ozzy, you can make an argument for, too, but he's done it in a couple of different ways. I mean, if Ozzy didn't do that reality show, I love Ozzy. I love Black Sabbath.
Mm.
Would Ozzy still be relevant today if it wasn't for a reality show? Does that make him more likely to get into a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I mean, Foreigner's a great band back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? All of these are back in the day. It's the Hall of Fame, you idiot.
But I think Cher can still put out a performance. Dave Matthews, obviously.
Is it Foreigner's fault that they waited 30 years to nominate them? Is that Foreigner's fault?
Well, maybe you should have tried harder, man.
252 WCMF, you're such a dick.
I mean, maybe, bro, you phoned in a couple of performances.
You're such a spoiled child, because for the last 3 months,
what?
You were all about they deserve to be in. You don't know, when I was a kid, by then.
Good band.
The second they get in and everyone's like, oh, this is great, you have to be that little prick who's like, oh, well, here's why you shouldn't. Here's why it's not cool. Okay. Like, we can't just sit here as a room and be like, congratulations, Lou.
Listen, man. Hey.
It's
only going to happen once in this community.
I love how, well, that is the interesting point.
Yeah. It'll never happen again.
And that's why something should happen.
Mm-hmm.
Here?
And abroad.
And where?
252 WCMF.
Oh, because they're foreigners?
Not actually abroad. We're talking about how Foreigner and Lou Gramm, last night it's announced they've made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 30 years awaiting it. They get on their first nomination, which is a whole weird thing. Mm-hmm. The induction... Induction into the Hall of Fame is now all done in Cleveland. The show that they used to do in New York City.
Oh, they moved it to Cleveland?
Yes, it's at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse where the Cavs play. It's an arena show. That's on October 19th.
And they all show up?
Yeah, so fingers crossed, it means we get to see the original Foreigner lineup, because Lou did say he would perform at the induction ceremony despite the fact that he was retiring.
Yeah.
We know that Mick Jones, also in Foreigner, revealed that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Both guys are struggling with their health.
But I don't know if that means he's got a couple more songs in him where they could all get up one more time and go. That would be ideal. Rochester's showing up for that show, right?
I would think.
It's a 4-hour trip down the 90. It's a hell of an experience.
Oh, sure.
And it kind of feels like Rochester might owe Lou Gramm a little bit.
We owe Lou?
You don't think so?
Didn't think about it that way.
Well, look, the guy traveled the world.
Mm-hmm.
He made a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
He came back home.
Yeah, he did.
He's one of us. He's super laid back. He never big times anyone.
No, he blends.
You see him buying cereal at Wegmans. Oh, and by the way, he was one of the best frontmen of the late 70s and early
80s. Well, he probably had one of the best voices in rock and roll, period.
And multiple solo hits. Yeah. I mean, that just doesn't happen all the time.
Piece of work. Yeah.
Look, I mean, just for the, based on the fact that he came back, became one of us, and if you were unaware of who he was, you would have no idea, based on ego or how he carries himself, that he was a
class
rock
act.
God. Yes.
Class act. Should he get a parade here?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, like you do for like the Calder Cup or something like that.
Yes.
To the City Hall.
Absolutely. Like, I'm not even
joking.
Where
and when?
Well, summer, obviously.
All right, well, look, he grew up in the town of Gates, And the city of Rochester and the county of Monroe could also do something. Where's the plan?
I would think you'd do it at City Hall. Statue somewhere.
Yeah, with Malik.
Okay.
Well, like,
okay.
He knows his music. The parade leads to the statue.
Is the statue to a bridge too far? Lou Gramm statue?
I don't think so.
252 WCMF. Wait a minute. Right. A second ago, everybody gets in and they were the weakest name on the bill. Now you want to build them a statue.
Well, with weakest name on the bill on the bottom.
Statue might be a bridge too far. Think of the people who have statues.
Man, we got some busted ass statues in this town.
Name
man.
One.
Half of them. Half of them, you don't even know who the hell they are.
Name one.
It happened like 1,000 years ago.
Bro, there's like 4 statues.
Bro, walk around this town, there's statues.
If not a statue, what about a plaque? We got a lot of those. How about a Lou Gramm plaque?
But see, plaque seems too little. We got to find something that's between a plaque and a statue.
I don't know, it's in the middle.
A plaque-you, if you will.
I think you'd get a nice little statue.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
But, okay, where do you put it?
Well, if it depends on where you plan on doing this parade, because if it's going to be...
You're not going to put a statue of Lou Gramm at the steps of City Hall.
No, but you would put it downtown someplace like closer to where you would have like the jazz fest and where all the music's happening.
Yeah. Okay.
So downtown somewhere on like that jazz street or something. Oh,
you said it wrong.
Oh, wait a minute.
You said it wrong.
What?
Jazz street! Sorry.
You put it at Eastman School of Music.
No, but he didn't go to Eastman.
No, but it's the School of Music. That's where you would put. That's where all your music.
Yes.
Happens.
So all of the kids that are going and paying a fortune to get these degrees in music could pass by a guy who's had the most success ever from anyone in this town who didn't get a degree from there. Brilliant idea, you idiot!
Well,
hey, why
up.
Not build statues to all people who didn't graduate from high school outside of every high school in America? I think Gates should have the statue.
Gates,
yeah,
it's where he's from.
Good luck keeping it upright.
Shut up.
They're gonna rip it off. Are they gonna put dirty words all
Is
over?
Is there somewhere?
Write dirty words all over it? Yeah, who's going to... The good people of Florida won't stand for that.
Is there somewhere like he first played in town or something?
Oh, the arcade. Penny Arcade.
But Penny Arcade ain't there anymore.
No, but the site.
But could you put it near wherever that place was?
Up in Charlotte.
Down in Charlotte. And that, I mean, it does work with the song we just played
too,
right?
That's true.
I mean, you know, one of the sites of his most famous tunes.
Yeah, in the park up there.
I don't hate that idea. Yeah, Charlotte.
The beach that nobody goes to.
That is always full and you don't want to go. He's like Yogi Berra, you idiot. Hey, nobody goes there. It's too full.
It is. Tom Beach is full.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are either of you interested in going for this induction show in
I'm
Cleveland?
I'm not going all the way to Cleveland to hear some old songs.
I wonder, though.
Couple old geezers, man, that can hardly move.
Do you think it helps or hurts that so many people here in Rochester have seen him play?
That's another thing.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're so close to it that maybe you don't feel the need to travel because you've seen him.
It's like every
maybe
kid
even
in the 90s
multiple times.
They had like a Jim Kelly autograph. It's not very rare.
Yeah, I know. It's not like all of Bill's Mafia traveled to Canton, Ohio when he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, I'll
you
see
idiot.
There.
No, I just.
That's
how you know he has no takers because now he's just doing voices. He's just doing voice guy now. No, man.
Well, why did you become a railroad owner? I'm not driving all the way to Cleveland. I'm not even that big of a fan.
Think about this lineup. You're gonna
get
the show.
Yeah, you get it.
Show,
I mean, you
though.
Get quite the show.
So, like, okay, so the way this works is if they can perform on their own, they will perform songs to induct themselves. So, like Dave Matthews, Peter Frampton is still touring.
Yeah, but he's also one of those guys that's not well.
Okay. Well, then you're definitely going to get Dave Matthews, Mary J. Blige. What about Kool & Gang?
Kool & Gang, I'd love to see.
Okay, so you get them definitely, and then for the bands that can't perform for themselves, they have other legendary bands doing covers of their songs. Like you can, they broadcast this live on ABC or Disney. It's on Disney Plus this year. Mm. It's an amazing show, and to be there live for that, plus the connection of Lou Gramm and Foreigner, hopefully the original lineup all together one last time. Come on, man!
But is that going to sound the same?
Shut up!
They're going to make it entertaining.
Maybe for not for the good reason.
Maybe not for the good reason.
Because you got a bunch of old people doing stuff.
Yeah, but they.
Hey, I'd be careful what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
I'd be careful what you're saying.
Things can happen.
A lot of younger people doing radio these days.
And we all know how Peter Frampton can melt down.
Oh my God! It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wouldn't you want to see that?
That I might want to.
I think I'm going.
Yeah, but it's so you.
Why?
You love.
Well, you
going
love
all
Cleveland
this.
Too.
You love Cleveland. You like. Kissing LeBron's ass. You love doing all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Cleveland to kiss LeBron's ass. Hopefully he's
way,
visiting
he's
from
statue.
Los Angeles. Yes. Well, Shut up.
Is it going to piss you off if, like, let's say, because is it all like one long concert?
I believe so.
So, like, I wonder, like, whoever Lou Gramm follows or whoever comes after him, like, if they join in on a song, like, is it going to piss you off if, like an artist you don't necessarily like does one of his tunes?
For a night like this, no.
Okay.
If they recorded it as a cover, it'll, like, put out you there, both.
All right, so at the end...
Midnight Blue is his and his alone.
All right, so at the end... They all come out on stage?
It all depends on the year, but like, yeah, there's a lot of collaborations.
Usually there's like a headliner would be like Cher or somebody like that megastar.
Well, it's an interesting question. Of the people that are going to perform, who has the biggest name to close it out and the ability to do that? Because you also have to think of who's still got the juice to close that show down.
I'm thinking Cher still performs, and her shows are like over the top.
Does she still perform?
She does, yeah.
Yeah.
No
kidding. She's got like elephants and crap on stage.
Yeah, what did? Yeah, she just finished up her elephants and crap tour.
Bro, she has live animals on stage. That could get ugly if somebody gets too close to one of them elephants.
What would it sound like if Cher had to apologize for an elephant crapping?
Oh, Lou Gramm, I'm so sorry. You got stopped by old Stompy, but you know we named him Stompy for a reason. I told you not to get so close.
I think your three nominees for the ones that would close it down. If you're like, you know, Cher.
Cher number one.
Who's next?
Dave Matthews, maybe?
Yeah, that's another one, and I would think the third one would be Mary J. Blige.
Oh, I was going to say Ozzy.
I don't think Ozzy's got it to perform.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, you know, again, you gotta right. have, look, I would like to see Ozzy close it down. I would like to see Foreigner close it down, but with the health issues...
Yeah, that's right? the problem.
Mary J. Blige still brings it hard.
Yeah. Okay.
No more
she
drama.
She was just in a Super Bowl halftime show a few years ago, right?
No more drama. I don't know, you want to roll the dice on that after Mr. A Tribe Called Quest is helping Johnny Carson as his band leader?
Wait, they go back that far?
Yep. Let's take a break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not weird for Tommy Mulay to be wrong on his takes.
What did I do?
But this weekend may have shone a light on the worst take he's ever had.
Really?
Because when vinyl records started to become popular again a few years ago, he said it was a fad.
Mm-hmm. It is a fad.
He said those people were stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He said there was no way that people were buying records the way they did back in the day. And then you see what happened over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, happy record day, record store day to those who celebrate.
All the hipsters out there.
It was record store day on Saturday. And if you're not familiar, it's a way for the music industry to help out independent music stores across the country. Mm. Artists from all genres release special edition, rare, unique reissues, and they put them out on vinyl.
Put them on your hi-fi when you get home.
And it gets folks that are into vinyls motors running.
Oh, yeah.
And
80 watts per channel, man.
The record archive on Saturday was insane. Did you see the videos?
I saw the videos.
Thousands of people lined up to get in.
Thousands of Gunthers lined up around the block.
Some folks had camped out the night before.
Yeah,
that's a
shocking.
Little sad.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand sad.
Like, I knew it was big, and it's been big in years past, but I've never heard of somebody camping out to get to be like first in line.
I mean,
to get old stuff.
I just said it's new
special
stuff.
Special releases,
but it's on
stuff.
An old system.
Yeah.
Okay. There was tailgating going on in the parking lot. It was pandemonium, total pandemonium. And by the way, that's just the record archive. Don't forget the Hog across town had their own Record Store Day things going on. That scene was also a mob scene. And Saturday may have actually been the perfect storm for vinyl. Record Store Day fell on 420, probably a large cross-section there.
There you go.
A lot of snacks involved.
And
a lot of soft boys lining up for the album.
And it was the day after Taylor Swift released her new double album.
Oh.
And she put out a bunch of special editions.
I didn't even
think
about that. You got all the Swifties involved.
So I saw a picture. Yeah. The Record Archive, I believe, had 150 vinyl Taylor Swift albums, the double album, and a couple of them were all like different like colors of vinyl and things like that. So that was a big deal. So I need you now to admit, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Vinyl's back.
Apparently. It's back, kind of. It isn't what it was when I was a kid.
Did you have thousands of people lined
up
on a Saturday morning?
Oh, my God. There was thousands of record stores. You could buy albums at Kmart.
You can buy albums at Walmart and
Target. Bro, it ain't like it was in the days. It would be impossible because you don't need it. Because that means you got to go out and buy a stereo system.
Yes.
You got to buy a turntable.
Yes.
You got to replace the needle.
Yeah.
Like, all that crap, it is such a pain in the ass.
It's not that hard, man. I got one. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Bro, you can buy an all-in-one system that sounds really good. That's
or
what I have.
I could just have my phone.
Why do you hate this?
Wireless speaker.
But okay, you're right. You can get the music in multiple ways, but I think this is more of a collector's thing.
I get it.
You know what I mean? You have a collection. You want to touch it and see it.
And it takes up so much goddamn space in your house.
Any collectible does.
But this one for sure.
Okay, so first of all, let's touch on what Kimmy said. Mm. I think you are underestimating how important it is for people to want to hold their music in their hands. The cover art, the look of your collection, the fact that you own that album. That is something that people under the age of like 25 never got to experience, right? Like, my daughters have not lived in a world where they could physically hold the music they bought, and I think you're taking that for granted.
All right, so are other things making a comeback?
Well, yeah, I mean, just like everything.
Filterless cigarettes and the iron lung. You really want to go back there?
Is that what you want?
Is that what you want?
Communism? We're knocking at your front door. Russia being a superpower, threatening.
Sputnik overhead.
Going back to those days.
Chairman Mao on a march.
And look, Kimmy. Tommy, you have to admit.
What?
Music coming off a record does sound
better. It does
not. No, it does. It's an audio
you
fact.
You can't tell
it's
me the
It's an audio fact.
The technology that they have today to make this music sound phenomenal. It's not even close,
man. In the digital form, you lose the top. You lose the top and the bottom in the digital form.
We
it's a fact.
Big cover,
it is a fact that it sounds better coming off a record. I understand.
But that's what people say.
It's true. I understand your argument that it's more work. I understand your argument that it's an expense you don't have to pay. Fine. Mm. You cannot argue that it sounds better coming off a record. It's inarguable.
Mm. I don't think so.
When's the last time you listened to a vinyl?
When vinyl was around, right? 40 years ago?
Okay, vinyl's around now, man.
And they tried to do everything they could to, like, I remember when they came up with quad.
Okay.
So it was a four-speaker system that you had to center up in your room, and you had to sit in the middle of the room to enjoy it. And I remember Dick's doing that and spending all this money. And there were radio stations that broadcasted in quad.
Okay.
And it didn't work.
Huh. Well, that means if you broadcast in quad, the music would sound better than just being able to hear it anywhere around the room if you're walking around now, right?
Surround sound.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. 252 WCMF, Record Store Day on Saturday. Thousands of people lined up outside the Record Archive. And even same kind of scene happening at the Hog across town. And Tommy Free, records are a fad. Nobody, man, just a bunch of hipster losers. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. People were camping out to have first
talking
access.
Talking albums, man.
At the Record Store Day exclusives, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Austin. Hello, Austin.
Hello, Duffy. So, Tommy, you couldn't tell me that you wouldn't listen to a jazz record on a record player?
Now?
Yeah, now.
No, I have like a million jazz artists on my phone.
I have like a million.
Austin, here's how stupid he is. You can subscribe monthly to a whole bunch of services to have unlimited amounts of music on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which I understand.
Which is about as convenient as it gets.
But you don't do that. You pay individually for music off of iTunes,
I got Pandora.
You pay for Pandora, you get free Pandora.
I pay for Pandora.
Holy crap.
Sucker. Austin, so were you at Record Store Day on Saturday?
No, I was actually in Canada at IKEA buying a shelf for my records.
Ah. Oh, man, a Canadian shelf for my records. It's called a record holder. Then I can listen to my Foghat album in Quadraphenic.
IKEA is from Sweden, you dick.
You're in Canada, though. I mean,
so you went all the way to Canada to get a shelf for your albums?
Yeah, you can't tell me you've done stuff like that before for other things. You go to comedy clubs and you perform crap comedy.
No, Austin, actually, Tommy has driven to Canada for a belt, and that is a real story.
And drove to Columbus, Ohio for lawn furniture and also crappy comedy across the country. Austin, thanks for
You're not winning this one. You're not winning this one,
hey,
buddy.
Well, thank you for your support for the record archive, Austin.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Take care.
How many Austins did he run into at Austin Fest?
He didn't go. Did you not just listen? He didn't go to Record Archive.
But
on
if he would have won, he would have run into Austin. They were one Austin short. Because he's up in Canada buying a shelf.
Well, he's got to organize his records before he buys more records.
All right, then we built our own record shelves.
It doesn't make sense that you hate this so much because it's good for everyone.
It's good for the economy.
Look, it's good for the artists. They get
it's good for the food trucks, that's for sure.
The artists get paid more for physical copies sold. It's good for the consumer. They don't run the risk of having iTunes taking all their music back, which is something they're allowed to do. It's in the fine print. I'm not done. It's good for small business. Those two spots in town were overrun with people just trying to throw money at them. And it's good for the people who physically make the records. There are factories across America that are employing people to press these things. Shouldn't you be cheering for all of this?
Well, you know what, Pat?
What's that?
All these Austins, you know, they're vegan, I'm sure.
Shut up!
They like their crap beer done with only organic ingredients. They're very earth friendly. Mm-hmm. This is the most polluting thing you could have on the planet.
Oh my God. Now you're
pressing vinyl that's going to end up in a landfill. It doesn't break down for 1,000 years. And all these electronics you're buying. See, I keep my carbon footprint low. I use a phone. And I have all my Jazz and Austin albums in my phone.
Bro. They don't end up in landfills.
I don't end up in shelves.
Well, people are buying them.
Yes,
bro.
They end up at the Record Archive and the Hog.
They will end up in a landfill, just like everybody who bought albums back in the 70s did the same thing.
I'm going to hold on to this, man. It's a double album. It's going to be really rare.
It was, and they go for a fortune now.
As we're finding out.
People tossed them, bro.
Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Dave writes us, my son and I went to Record Store Day, and records are something we bond over. He's discovered old, new, that's new to him because of it. The only thing that sucks is how expensive it gets. We spent over $300 Saturday.
$300 on crap.
It racks up fast.
And by the way, let the kid develop his own taste in music. Why does he got a dad's old crap?
No, but if he hears something dad's playing and he likes it, why would you not share that
and
with your kid?
He can buy his own. I mean, he can buy new stuff.
Jazz dick. Ooh, let people develop their own music taste. I like jazz.
It's Southside Johnny, man. He's really good.
Have you heard this new Tommy Dorsey? I like new music. No, Kimmy, I mean, your husband collects records.
Yes, he has old and new.
And those new records get pricey.
Yeah.
Like the new,
it's how many albums?
And like you said, there's different versions of them that they'll release. So they kind of get you with like, this is a super rare green record. Yeah. You know what I mean?
How is it rarer to producing them now?
Well, because like you can only get, I don't know, certain colors that they only make so many, you know,
I will say this,
copies.
This is how stupid I am. If I buy a new record and I open it up and it's a different color than the black vinyl, I get like super
giddy. It is
kind
of fun.
Ooh, it's purple.
Look at the design it makes when it spins.
Check it out. And look, here's the thing that boggles my mind.
What's that?
Right? As we talk about vinyl coming back, thousands of people on Saturday going through two stores on Record Store Day. I mean, the Record Archive and the Hog are packed on Saturdays and Sunday, any regular weekend with people shopping for records. Yeah. Knowing you, you should be record guy. You like a lame-ass, snooty genre of music.
I do.
You're the ultimate old guy hipster. And if you don't believe me, log on to our live stream right now and look at his zip-up strappy boots that are underneath his summer jeans with a turtleneck and a shacket. You dress like you have 5,000 records in your basement. You dress like you own the bop shop.
Well, thank you.
You make everything more difficult than it has to be. Every time you start a sentence, it's a roller coaster ride. You were made for being record guy.
So you're saying I should go down there and check it out?
No, I know you'll hate it because you've already decided you hated it. It's just weird that, like, you made a snap decision you hated something, and you won't go back.
I just hate antique crap. Like, the stores always smell weird.
They smell like vinyl.
I know. It's a weird old smell.
When I go to bookstores or when I go to record
that.
Stores,
I hate that.
I always have to poop immediately.
Well, there's a very distinct smell.
All of them, they're like musty.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's part of the experience,
the must?
I guess. Yeah.
It's a must have. Thank you. Look, the coolest thing about vinyl coming back, it brings together music lovers from different generations. Like on Saturday and Sunday at the archive, you saw 20-somethings cutting it up with 50, 60-somethings while they're going through the walls of all these records. Mm. What other hobby activity has those two types of people not only wanting to talk to each other, but engaged fully while doing it?
Do you think,
name me another hobby. Name me one. Hmm.
Thank you.
Pickleball.
No, Kimmy's dad's ruining that for everybody.
I thought he was recruiting young guys.
Exactly.
Yes, he is.
Don't say that without context.
I said with the pickle.
Not helping.
And a ball.
Nope.
And a paddling.
Do you think...
Pickling and a paddling. Paddling and pickling.
Do you think that the older people going to Record Store Day, are they buying new records, or are they buying the stuff that they used to have? Because I would almost think they're the ones buying the newer albums, because it would almost like kill you to know you used to have that record that they're now reselling.
I thought they'd be trying to get the stuff back that they threw out as a kid.
It's a really good question. Look, I'll say this as a guy who is, you know how compulsive I get about stuff that I do, right? And it's just all in.
Yeah.
I would imagine, to answer Kimmy's question, that a lot of the old heads are buying the reissues because it's so crisp. I mean, it's expensive, but like, every artist you've ever heard of is putting out stuff on a semi-regular basis, like reissues or like demos you've never heard before. However, there is something about going through that wall of used records that go anywhere between like $1 and $10.
Yeah, it's like a crapshoot.
And finding a gem.
Yeah.
Like an album that was...
Well, the rare ones are going to be like the first issue of like Skinnerd.
Oh, I don't even mean like...
I mean the one before the... You know, they issued that, and they changed the album cover.
Yes,
so the original album cover had the flames in the background.
Yes.
They took it off. That album cover has got to be worth a fortune.
Like, he can't even resist.
Nope.
Like, he makes fun of it the whole time, and then he has old man knowledge.
Oh, and that's all you're going to hear down at Album Fest.
No, but see, I find that interesting from someone who's into this, not Dick who wants to
sound
like
it. I don't like it coming out of your mouth.
What I meant by that, no, the Record Archive knows if they have a rare record, you're not going to sell it for $3. Oh. What I mean is like an album that was maybe a deeper cut that you loved back in the day, and all of a sudden you stumble upon it again.
Right.
I mean, that's the greatest feeling in the whole world, man. You bring it home again for $3.
Jeff Beck.
Whatever you're into. Bro, they have a massive jazz section that you would love to sit for 2 hours and thumb through, and you won't do it out of principle that you had a bad take. So stupid.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It feels like this 5 years from now will be the story we go back to, where we're like, well, yeah, of course, when he did this, we knew bad things were happening.
So this is where it was at.
You're hanging out in the break room. Ronster's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So Saturday night, there was a big fight, boxing match. Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. You guys familiar at all?
Nope.
Okay. Garcia was supposed to be the future of boxing. He's gone kind of insane. That's all you need to know.
All right.
Haney was a big-time favorite. So much so that when former Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy bet $250,000 on Haney to win,
right,
he was only going to make $25,000 back.
Ooh,
man.
It's a massive risk.
Yeah.
But winning $25,000 on somebody that much of a favorite,
yeah.
You know, it's nothing to shake a stick at. The only problem, Garcia upset Haney on Saturday night.
Goodbye.
So is that risk?
LeSean McCoy lost $250,000
on one fight.
On one fight.
Which means this isn't his only gambling.
I would think if you bet that big,
You're a whale, man. You're throwing it around.
Okay, let me just say that again so we can all let it register in our conkles. Mm. LeSean McCoy, in one bet on one fight, lost $250,000.
Are they going to make another one of those documentaries? Remember that first one they showed all the broke guys in the NFL? Sure. They've got to do another one.
This one will just be called McCoy.
So he's been retired now a few years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he has no other way to make that kind of money.
So he works on FS1, I believe. Oh, okay. He's a talking head, but you ain't making close to it.
Yeah.
So you can't really. So, like, when you tell me, like, Charles Barkley or Phil Mickelson, you know, blew that money, they go back out and earn it the next week.
Yep.
He can't.
All right. So I got some numbers I would like to share with you. So LeSean McCoy made $63 million in his NFL career. Mm. But we can cut that in half with taxes and fees.
And agents.
Yep, that's what I mean. So yeah, $31 million we're looking at in cash. Just for reference, he lost about 1% of the money he made in the NFL in that one bet on Saturday night. And you know if you're making that bet on a Saturday, you ain't spending your money well in other places either. And like you said, there's no way for him to replace that cash.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not broke already, this man is going to be broke.
Oh, yeah.
Because even betting $250,000 on that much of a favorite just to win $25,000 does sound like someone who needs money bad.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that ain't a fun bet. I need a way to make
$25,000. You make bad decisions.
Yes.
Unless, like, you know, some of that money is money that he had won, so he felt like he was kind of, you know, not taking as big of a risk.
Okay.
I don't know.
Professional gamblers, period, make money winning between 50 and 52% of the time. Most of the time, it's closer to 50. You win on the slimmest margins. Mm-hmm. And those are the people who have systems and do this for years.
And they still chase.
You got it. I don't think LeSean McCoy is a professional gambler. The point I'm making is if you're not doing it for fun and you're doing it to actually make money, with that much money, oh my God.
Yeah. You're gonna tank.
And he shared this publicly before the fight.
Which makes me feel like he's a regular gambler.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't just place that bet out of nowhere.
What's interesting about gamblers, and you can back me up on this, Tommy, talk about how LeSean McCoy lost $250,000 on the Garcia-Haney fight Saturday night. There are two types of gamblers, and they're hurt in two different ways.
Mm.
There are the gamblers who are hurt by their losses, the physical loss of the money.
Yeah.
Right? And there are also gamblers that are hurt by the embarrassment of being wrong.
Yeah. Pantsed.
And the fact that LeSean McCoy, why would you tweet out that screenshot before the fight?
Yeah. Maybe tweet it after you win.
Yes, like you'll have the proof that you won.
Pop the champagne a little early.
Yeah. Right? Like, what were you thinking? Because he has just been getting destroyed since Saturday night.
And to your point, too, like, even if you won, I mean, is that like a big brag? Because you bet on the favorite, and you wouldn't have won. It's not like you took a risk and won this amazing amount of money. I mean, I don't know how impressive it is if you had won.
Here's what's said when you start seeing these guys going down this road where they'll start betting on sports they're not familiar with.
Oh, I got a
break. Outside of the United States.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about cricket, right, and rugby. Like, they just start chasing anything to recover.
I have a friend of mine
who
is such a degenerate gambler. At one point, he was betting on Australian surfing overnight.
Yeah, I mean, those are the guys.
I don't even know what I'm watching.
I didn't know there was a professional Australian surfing league.
I don't know how do you over or the under drowns.
I think it has something to do with shark bites. I don't know, man.
So, I mean, I'd watch him be like, they all look like they're doing well. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, all right.
Good luck.
Well, no, there's no good. It's over, man. Like a quarter, unless he has some like private business venture that's making him money hand over fist.
It could be somebody could have set him up in something. You know, I doubt it, but it could.
I mean, if he's bragging about betting $250,000,
some kind of endorsement,
wouldn't he also be bragging about the money he's making from these other ventures?
Yeah, you would think.
True.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.